This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President Draupadi Murmu has stated One Nation, One Election bill introduced in Parliament promises to redefine the terms of good governance. She said that One Nation, One Election plan can promote the consistency in the governance, prevent the policy paralysis, mitigate the resource diversion, and reduce the financial burden. In her address in the nation to the eve of Republic Day, the President Murmu underlined the decision of the replacement of the Indian Penal Code and the Code of Criminal Procedure and the Indian Evidence Act with the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, the Bharatiya Sangrik Suraksha Sanhita and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhyanam were among the most noteworthy of such efforts. President Murmu highlighted that the Constituent Assembly had representatives from all parts and the communities of the country. She said that it had 15 women, including the stalwarts such as Sarojini Naidu, Rajkumari Amrit Kaur, Sucheta Kripalani, and Hansiban Mehta and Malati Chaudhary.
When women's equality was only a distant ideal in many parts of the world, in India, women were actively contributing in shaping the destiny of the nation. The Constitution has become a living document because civic virtues have been part of our moral compass for millennia.
The president said that the Republic Day is a matter of collective joy and the pride of all the citizens. She stressed that the last 75 years, India has been taking strides to regain its rightful place in the Committee of Nations. She understood that the nation had justice, liberty, equality and fraternity has always been part of the India's civilization heritage. President Draupadi Murmu has said that it's a matter of pride that India is the world's largest diverse, young, inclusive and sensitive democracy. Addressing the 15th National Voters' Day program in New Delhi last afternoon, President Murmu said that India is the mother of democracy and the democratic process is the country's existed since the ancient times. During this event, President Murmu presented the Best Electoral Practices Awards to the state and the district officials for the exemplary works at ensuring the smooth elections. Doordarshan was awarded for his innovative programs generating awareness on voting. The Director General of Doordarshan, Kanchan Prasad, has received this award. This year's theme of National Voters Day is Nothing Like Voting, I Vote For Sure. President Draupadi Murmu has approved the gallantry awards to 93 Armed Forces and the Central Armed Police Forces personnel, including 11 posthumous, and on the eve of the 76th Republic Day. This include 2 Kirti Chakras, including 1 posthumous, 14 Shaurya Chakras, including 3 posthumous, 1 Bar to Sena Medal, 66 Sena Medals, including 7 posthumous, 2 Nau Sena Medal and 8 Vayu Sena Medals. The President has also approved 305 Defence Decoration to the Armed Forces and other personnel. President Murmu received this Indonesian counterpart Prabowo Subianto at the Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. She hosted the banquet in his honour, welcoming President Subianto, and on his very first visit to India, the president said that the civilization ties between India and Indonesia go back thousands of years. She added that the values of pluralism, inclusiveness and the rule of the law are common on both the countries and these shared values have been given the direction to the contemporary relations. The president thanked Mr. Subianto for accepting this invitation to grace the Republic Day celebrations as the chief guest. U.S. President Donald Trump has sacked 17 independent watchdogs from across multiple government agencies. The unprecedented action eliminates a critical oversight component enabling the President Trump to fill the post of his loyalists. Then this is the end of this news bulletin.